Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, May 6th. The search for a teen missing from Owen Sound continues. Please Bring Me Home co-founder Nick Oldreeve, whose organization looks for missing people, is asking people to take a few minutes to check their properties for Jillianne, who's been missing since April 28th around 8 p.m. He says she was last seen on the Upper East Side of Owen Sound.
The best course of action here is don't wait for someone to come and ask to search your property. Go and look. Go from fence post to fence post on your property and just make sure that there's nothing out of place.
Oldreeve notes her father is concerned she may have been coaxed away, but Oldreeve adds they don't know if she was met with misadventure, if she ran out of Owen Sound, or if she's still in Owen Sound. Oldreeve is urging Jillianne or anyone who knows where she is to come forward. He says if you have information, contact Owen Sound Police or Crime Stoppers. You can find more information in our Bayshore Broadcasting news story. There's a new road through the west side of Port Elgin. The town says Ridge Street is now open as an alternate route from Godrich Street, also known as Highway 21, while significant road and infrastructure work is underway. The section of Ridge Street is a dirt road that can be found west of the suburbs behind Wendy's and runs roughly north to south along the edge of the Unifor property. It ends at Bruce Road 25 or CAW Road. Meanwhile, water service to a number of properties, mainly businesses, in the area of Godrich Street, Ivings Drive, and Barnes Avenue will be interrupted tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Prime Minister Mark Carney has been in the White House this afternoon meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. Carney, along with his Canadian delegation, sat in the Oval Office earlier today for a press event during which Trump talked at length. Carney interjected on the CUSMA Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement, saying it's a basis for broader negotiations and some things about it are going to have to change. He also made a point to tell Trump the following.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace, that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Carney is reportedly due to have a national and virtual meeting with Canada's premiers tomorrow. Today's meeting between the PM and Trump, as well as tariffs and job losses, will be front and center as discussion topics. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 21 points to 24,974. The Dow Jones is down 389 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.6 U.S. cents, up 27 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $59.06, up $1.93 a barrel. In sports, round two of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continues tonight with series openers between Carolina against Washington and Edmonton and Vegas. Tomorrow, it's game two between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Florida Panthers. News coming down today, Sam Bennett will not face any league discipline for a play last night that led to Leafs goaltender Anthony Stolarz leaving the game. The Provincial Junior Hockey League Schmaltz Cup semifinal is set to resume tomorrow night. Game three between the Hanover Barons and Essex 73s goes at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the P&H Center. The Barons hold a 2-0 series lead. The Blue Jays are in L.A. to open a three-game MLB series against the Angels tonight. Two games in the NBA playoffs. Round two, series opener between Golden State and Minnesota. And the Indiana Pacers will try for a 2-0 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the fifth annual Lures and Lines Spring Trout Derby continues today until Sunday, May 11th. Catch the latest leaderboard updates on the Lures and Lines Facebook page. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers or drizzle. Fog patches overnight, a low around 7 degrees. A chance of drizzle Wednesday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds. 40-kilometer wind gusts, a high around 12, the UV index 8 or very high. Sunny and 10 on Thursday. Right now it's 15 degrees in Tobermory, 16 in Meaford, 17 in Walkerton, and it's 16 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.